So it's a tradition of great scholarship that we were fortunate at the bottom tip of Africa to have in our hands with Sheikh Ahmed and Sheikh Siraj. May Allah bless them both, inshallah. And I remember in the early days, Sheikh Siraj Hendricks, when we were deciding on who's going to be the dean of Medina Institute. And I remember Sheikh Fadilatul Sheikh Muhammad bin Yahya Nineveh saying, there can be no one else who can serve as the dean as long as Sheikh Siraj Hendricks is alive. And this is the beauty of how he became the founding dean of Medina Institute and a lecturer at the Medina Institute. The 2014 class, especially when his health was good, he used to teach them extensively. And alhamdulillah, many of those students have now traveled around the world and are based in many, many continents and are serving the deen. So his legacy is one of not just seeking knowledge, but seeking knowledge and imparting it to others in a selfless way, in a way that brings about empowerment and not indoctrination. I remember Sheikh Siraj, what an amazing human being, a gentleman. Not only was his knowledge of such a depth, many people could not understand some of his deep knowledge and his deep access to knowledge because he was on another level. He had a master's in English as well, so he was extremely articulate. And you had to tune into his frequency to understand the greatness of Sheikh Siraj Hendricks. And I tell you, one of the biggest words cannot even justify the loss that we have in our community is too huge to imagine, because we will not be able to get people to replace, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people to replace this type of vacuum, because he studied in Mecca, his experience, his knowledge both on the religious front as well as the secular front, his ability to be able to deal with people, his gentlemanly ways, his great akhlaq, his ability to put people on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a structured manner, and his linkages with the great, great mashayikh of Mecca and other parts of the world makes him really one of the real gems that South Africa has had. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. All this time and effort, even with his challenges with health, his selfless sacrifice. I remember one trip we went to Bloemfontein. And with all the students of Medina, we went, we had a conference with the University of Bloemfontein. And such memorable memories. I remember his beautiful smile. I mean, just by his smile alone. He used to give sadaqah, you know, tabassumuka fi wajhi akhika sadaqah, or kama qal sadaq Rasul Kareem. He used to give smiles and bring about smiles in the faces of many just by his demeanor and his selfless ways. And alhamdulillah, we cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us a better founding dean and a patron. And we have many of his lectures recorded. We have many of his influences upon the students that has been entrenched in the students that are now excelling around the world. I remember today when we were discussing his passing away, the alumni chat. Now, we have an alumni chat for every year, 2014, 2015, 2016. And not only was Sheikh Siraj Hendricks the dean of Medina, his son, Rashid, Ustad Rashid, also studied at Medina, and his daughter also. Many may not be aware, but his daughter also studied at Medina. And it was a family, affair in which everyone participated. But we were discussing those glorious days, our trips with him to Bloemfontein, and how he impacted on the students and the depth of his knowledge. When he spoke, when he articulated the depth of his knowledge, he took you into another universe, into another environment, another world in which we used to sit back and say, wow, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed such a great sheikh, a man of ilm, a man of deen, blessed the southern tip of Africa with such a giant. So indeed, today is we all have become orphans, we all have become yateen with the passing away, and Allah is our witness. With the beautiful soul that Sheikh Siraj is, we all feel like we are yateen today. All the students of Medina, they feel that we have lost a father. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we beseech our Creator Ya Rabbana Ya Wasi Al-Maghfira, to grant him the best in the qabr, the nur in the qabr, as well as the best. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhira, or kama qal, Siddiq Rasul Kareem. He was just here for a short time in this short dimension, but inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a much better dimension and abode for him in the qabr. And the Akhirah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant him the best, to grant his family members the sabr, and to our community. There is the problem we are facing with Fadilat Sheikh, is that great scholars like Sheikh Siraj are passing away, but it's two big shoes to fill. And we would need a lifetime of exposure to be able to fill his shoes. So we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala produces great scholars like him. But not only great scholars that are confined to the text, but they're also true to the context. They put things into perspective and they make things easy for the people within the framework of traditional knowledge. And this tradition, this talaqi tradition of traditional knowledge is dying out. And we hope, inshallah, that the system of ijazat and asanid, and many ijazat we obtained from Fadilatul Sheikh Siraj Hendricks, ijazat from Sayyid Muhammad Alawi al-Madiki and his father and grandfather, we obtained it through Fadilatul Sheikh Siraj Hendricks and his brother Sheikh Ahmad Hendricks. So, inshallah, this tradition we hope will survive, and inshallah, his legacy he has left behind. And I can speak about the many, many intimate moments we spent in the establishment of Medina Institute, that without him, it would not have been possible. He is a pioneer. He is the one who planted the seeds. He is the one who nurtured the seeds. And he is the one who executed so that tree will go into full bloom. And indeed, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his 99 beautiful names, Asma'ullah al-Husna, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by Ismul A'azam, his name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to grant him the best of the best, inshallah, to forgive any shortcomings on his part, inshallah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him such an amazing transition into the barzakh and in the akhirah that even Fadilatul Sheikh Siraj Hendricks will be amazed by the lutf of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sincere dua on behalf of Fadilatul Sheikh Muhammad bin Yahya al-Nawi, all the trustees of the Medina Institute, all the mashayikh, most of the Azhari shuyukh that teach at Medina Institute, and the mashayikh at Medina Institute, on behalf of all of them, as well as the administrative team, as well as our young group of volunteers, professionals, as well as all the alumni of Medina Institute and the current class of 2020 and the BA and Usuluddin program, we make a special dua. Allahumma ghafir lahu wa rahamhu wa sakinhu fil jannah wa tajawaz an sayyatihi wa ahshurhu ma'an nabiyyin wa siddiqin wa shuhada wa salihin ajma'in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur, make it wide inshallah, and make it full of nur, inshallah, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. A great loss for our community. We are extremely emotional. Many of us are in tears. We don't know how to express this heartfelt loss. And as well, on behalf of Haja Naima Mani and Dariat Salihiyah, all the ladies, these Dhakirat, this entire army of Dhakirat, they have all benefited from Sheikh Siraj Hendricks as well. And on behalf of them as well, a special, special dua and love for Fadilatul Sheikh Siraj Hendricks. We only have love for a man of love. Mm-hmm. Yeah, gentlemen, a pure soul, one whose heart was filled with so much of muhabba. When he enters into a room, his smile fills the nur, the room with nur, and his love in his heart exudes so much of muhabba that everyone, even if there is a dissensus, the entire room is filled with muhabba. These are individuals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we beseech our Creator to bring back these type of individuals into our community. Visionaries, selfless visionaries, and great ulama. This is what you call ulama, true ulama, not those who are alama, those who are walking on water, but this is true ulama, people of knowledge, that not take 7 years or 9 years to become a molvi or a molana or a sheikh. It takes them a lifetime to become an alim, and they then share that knowledge with everyone else. We are indeed, it's a colossal loss for our community, and words cannot express our heartfelt pain and sorrow at these moments. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give sabr to the hearts of our community. And through the passing away of Sheikh Siraj, we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not a sign of dhulumat upon dhulumat, but through his du'as, inshallah, and his good work, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring nur into our communities and bring us into a community of selfless people that care for each other and love each other for Allah's sake and for the sake of our mashayikh. We have sacrificed so much, inshallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his mercy upon Fadilat al-Sheikh and all the marhumin, and we nu'azikum Fadilat al-Sheikh. We also consoling you and give ta'ziyah to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you sabr and ajr. Allahumma ameen. Jazakallah khairan for joining us today and sharing with us some of your experience and information about Fadilat al-Sheikh Siraj Hendricks. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur and grant him jannatul firdaus. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. Barakallah fikum Sheikhna for joining us today.
Jazakum Allah.